You're listening to the Half and Half Podcast. Each week, we bring you a half his and half her point of view on important topics such as mental health, masculine and feminine dynamics, relationships, health, and more. So, grab yourself a cup of coffee and join us in the space between his and her perspectives, where we find middle ground. This is the Half and Half Podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Amanda and Nick.
Well, some stuff's happened since our last recording.
Okay, we're actually recording now, so this is good. You can
elaborate
off that. We're just riffing. Just get right into it.
I hate
it
when you do this to me.
Welcome to Half and Half. That was Amanda. This is Nick.
Guys, obviously, remember when we thought we were going to have a happy new year? Like in the last episode? Well, some stuff has happened since then.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff's happened.
We were so excited.
Let's start with
a
good thing.
We were excited in that episode about 2020.
I know.
And 2020's kind of been like looking both ways across the street and then getting hit with an airplane.
I like that. Did you just make that up?
No, it's a meme.
That's a meme. All right. Well, this is actually take two because we recorded an earlier one and it wasn't very good.
Yeah, we were kind of down.
Yeah.
It's been difficult. I mean, I think everybody's felt that. We are like, how many weeks into this now?
Into like quarantine?
Yeah,
like a March
16th. Yeah, okay.
First death in the U.S., I think, was March 16th in New York City. I think. It's around that time.
Okay. Well, yeah, so we had to redo it because
it was a downer.
Yeah, and we want to be an upper for you guys.
So we're going to fake it.
We want to bring real, obviously. We always want to bring you real. And we're going to talk about real stuff and things people are struggling with and how to come out of it. But we both agreed that we need to redo. And we were both, I had a headache Friday, so
I was over caffeinated on a nitro coffee.
Right. So we're going
to, I do a lot for this podcast. I get over caffeinated.
I don't think that's
about
great
it.
For you.
What's that?
I don't think that's great for you.
Yeah.
Why do you feel you need to do that?
Well, it's our things about like coffee, like half and half. So
what are you drinking right now?
Well, you got to explain this thing. This is one of your creations.
I made a whipped coffee, guys. I made a whipped coffee, but of course, in true Amanda style, I had to do it healthier. So this one that I did, I'm not a fan of instant coffee. The only instant coffee that I use is Four Sigmatics mushroom coffee. So I did attempt to make one with that, and I think I got to tweak some things. It didn't turn out great. So we did with this one is we brewed fresh decaf coffee. And, I'm going to wind you down over there, brother. And I put 2 tablespoons of monk fruit sweetener in my mixer, along with 2 tablespoons of, what else did I do? An egg white and something else. And the coffee. And I whipped it. And I'm going to put the recipe up on our Instagram page. So if you guys don't follow us on Instagram, you need to go to @halfpod, the half pod. I can't even remember what our thing is. Is it the half pod?
I don't know.
At the half pod on IG, and we're gonna put it in our stories there. And you basically then I used monk fruit sweetener instead of regular sugar, and I used almond milk and oat milk instead of regular milk, and it turned out pretty good. What do you think?
Really good.
Okay,
let's get into it.
Yeah, so. Why don't we start by talking about how we each prepared for this quarantine, half and half style. And basically, since the last time we recorded an episode, a huge bomb was dropped on the world. And Nick was one of the first ones in the know over here in North America, in my side of the world. He sent me a text in January, and he said some things. But babe, why don't you fill us in on how you knew what was going down?
Ear to the ground, ear to Reddit. I follow some subreddits that started talking about it, and I don't know. I picked it up like a few weeks, I think, after the first postings. But they were posting about just kind of this new strain of the flu that was spreading. And then kind of what concerned me was like the internal response in terms of like, there was kind of chaos in the street. There were pandemonium. They weren't letting a whole lot of news out. All the news that was coming out was kind of coming out on Twitter and Reddit. And it was, I don't know, kind of like apocalyptic stuff. So you always got to take that with a grain of salt. But it just looked like this could be something.
Yeah, that's what you said to me. You're like, I have a feeling like, and Nick isn't usually like overly cautious. Actually, you are. But I would say with this kind of stuff, you don't like exaggerate. You're not a conspiracy theorist or anything like that. But you're definitely like, hey, I have a feeling this is going to become something. And I think your fear was always more about what was going to happen to society.
Yeah, and how people and the governments were going to react.
Not necessarily the...
the flu itself.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the flu.
Or whatever we're calling it. Yeah, flu's fine. So we're going to get deplatformed.
Right. We don't want to be censored. I've been calling it checkmate. So it wasn't really about checkmate itself. It was more about...
what was going to be the reaction.
Right.
And that's kind of turned out to be the biggest threat to us, to me and you. And I know this affects different people differently. Like, we're very lucky. Amanda keeps us very healthy, clean food, got some supplements, and we just, you know, we stay exercising and stuff. So that was never a huge concern, and that might have been naive. But, yeah, I was always worried about how the public was going to handle it, how the news was going to, I don't want to say spin it, but what they were going to tell people to do to prepare, and
the panic that
the
would
panic.
Ensue.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I see on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
I see people not looking at each other, everyone avoiding each other. You go to the grocery stores. It's just a weird, feeling.
Everybody looking out for themselves. That's the
right.
feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the feeling. And that's definitely what we need to protect against, I think, for our sanity and our society. But more so, Nick told me to go to the store and get some stuff. And I wasn't like a hoarder prepper, but I definitely took what he said. And every time I went to the grocery store, I just grabbed some extra stuff.
Extra water.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big planner person, like as an ESFP. I'm not someone who really plans ahead,
yeah.
So I don't usually have, like, extra rolls of toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
I did grab some extra stuff, just a regular amount, bit by bit. Back in January, so this was before
the rushes,
this was 2 months before anything happened here.
A month and a half before, I feel like people at the end of the month of February started to stock up before any of the lockdowns and stuff.
So yeah, I'm grateful for Nick, and then I also stored up on some things that I use for my health, you know, supplements-wise. So yeah, we kind of have different categories that we're in charge of. I'm in charge of basically food, health.
I let's go back to what, real quick, if we're on food, what I ordered.
Okay.
Because I actually just checked my email on January 28th. I made a little order from mypatriotsupply.com. Shout out mypatriotsupply.com. And I bought 40 pounds of MREs, which are meal-ready, energy.
Excited.
Something
kids.
Like that. I don't even know what it stands for, but it's like these pre-packet. It's like what soldiers, I think, eat in the battlefield.
Nick thinks he's preparing for war.
Well, no, I was just like, we need to get just stuff that's sustenance. It's like each day is 2,000 calories, the correct macros of carbohydrates.
Not for really now, but for down the line,
I've
right?
been eating them. When Amanda doesn't feel like cooking or she just cooks for Audrey, I'm like, I need to get my stomach prepared for battle.
Oh,
and they're actually
gosh.
Not that bad. Incredibly salty. And
there's
I always
a crap
add like
ton of sodium in those things.
Yeah, I mean it's like 30%, but you know it's an acquired taste. And I think if we like really couldn't leave the house and you know we ran out of food, like we'd be fine with that stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but I got us regular food, and we have been eating regular meals.
Yeah.
And then supplement wise, you know, I definitely ordered a lot of things that I anticipated people would be on the move for, including liposomal vitamin C, glutathione, structured silver, all those things that, you know, I, and if you want to know some more health information about this and some of the things that I've found. I've done some studies, looked at some studies having to do with some of the connection between bacteria and zinc levels and virus replication. I'm not going to get into that on here because I don't want us to be censored. But you can go to my Instagram at Sozo Method, and I've got a couple highlights about Checkmate there that you can check out, all about some things that you can be doing every day to prepare and take care of your body. One of them being as easy as just drinking some green tea with high levels of EGCG every day. But we won't get into that. But anyway, I was prepping with that stuff, and I was, you know, I was also in charge of the games department, so stocked up on a few games, new games for us to play. And I've been in charge of the social aspect of things because we've been doing Zoom calls with some friends and my brother and my sister-in-law playing games, which has been nice. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Been a nice add in the mix. So, yeah. And then, Nick, what was your categories?
Well, mine was like protection, I guess. You know, I kind of got into like, I don't know, like high-end knives.
Are you embarrassed to talk about your knife?
Oh, it's just kind of weird, but all my guy friends think it's cool. So getting to like high-end knives.
So your three listeners are going to be like, sweet. Right.
Three, if we're lucky. Shout out Will. shout out Brian. No, like I ordered a bow and arrow. And like this stuff will I've not do anything. I'm not hands. Like
I've got a catnip on my hands, guys.
Yeah, I just
start moving towards districts.
This is always stuff I wanted to like get into, just as like a hobby.
So, have you been practicing your bow and arrow?
Well, I haven't gotten the bow and arrow yet. It's considered non-essential by Amazon, so it takes like 2 months to get here. Which
where are you
suspects.
Gonna go practice?
I'm gonna like we live by the mountains. Like I'm just gonna go up in the mountains.
We don't really live by the mountains.
Find
we
a
live
tree.
In an apartment complex.
No, I know, but we're 10 minutes away.
Oh.
Five with this traffic now. So that, and then, I don't know, I've been doing like, I'm very cautious like financially, I think. And I've been doing things to kind of protect us and try and, I guess, take a little advantage of some of the comings and goings with that. And I've been very lucky.
Yeah, I think it's a balance of wisdom and luck that you have. Nick is very lucky, but he's also very wise in the sense that he usually can anticipate things happening down the line before they happen. Some of them come true, some of them don't.
Right. Like
but
anything.
Either way, you're prepared. I feel like right now you're prepared financially whatever way this goes. If
yeah.
we go back to like a gold standard and
yeah.
like heavy metal, precious metals, Nick's fine.
We're solid.
If we go towards like
Cryptocurrency
and digital dollar, Nick is also fine. And I feel like
if we have to trade food and
oh,
you know weapons,
MREs.
We're also good. Yeah, we're great.
So yeah. I think that, you know, you have to have a balance between overthinking and worrying, but also being prepared. And I also want to say I think that people can be equally skeptical about what's going on. And, you know, take safety precautions at the same time. I think people want to lump people into these categories of like you're either not caring about anything, doing what you want, ignoring it all and whatever. And you're ignorant and you're foolish and you're questioning the government and what's happening and where it's coming from and what the source of it was. Or you're in a category of like you listen to everything that the authorities say, you are, you know, aware of everything and you're doing every single precaution. And those are the two categories.
Those are the two extremes.
But I'm saying that there is a middle.
Yeah.
But either side doesn't want to acknowledge the middle ground in some cases, that there are people who are cautious and safe, but also skeptical and concerned about freedoms and about things that are happening right now in the world. And so I just want to say that you can be both.
Right. And I think a lot of what we did was, I mean, all it really provided was, I mean, peace of mind, you know,
yeah.
a few hundred bucks on on food and, you know, extra water and, you know, things to keep you healthy. I mean, it really goes a long way.
Yeah.
And whether or not we...
I definitely wasn't in a panic when people were out. I wasn't in a panic.
We didn't even have to go. We were like,
no,
fine.
We didn't. So that was kind of cool. But... let's talk a little bit about how this is affecting people on a mental health level. So, you know, there's one thing about protecting everybody's physical health. There is a toll both on, you know, the mental health aspect of things by being separated, right? So thinking about people who already had mental health struggles, and now that's exasperated even more. They're cut off even more from whatever connection or community that they already had. And then regular people, mm-hmm. I know that sounds bad, but people who don't typically struggle with those issues are struggling.
Yeah.
Because it's producing anxiety.
It hits on what I was told are like the three major things outside of like chemical that can affect your mental health.
Which is the
social aspect of being a human. Like, we need that, you know, as much of an introvert as you may say you are, like, you need connection with other people, you need community. It affects the,
Into the Wild.
Yeah, man.
All he wanted to do was go to Alaska, and he found his magic bus, and yeah. He wanted to just be alone, away from society.
Yeah, that's not the norm, and that's not what we were meant to do.
But I'm just saying, what happened is he realized it was nothing without having people with him, and then he wanted to go back to be with people, and then he died. So,
shout out Into the Wild. Emil Hirsch. Great movie.
All right, so that's one of them. What's the other two aspects?
I think the ability to provide for yourself and, like, provide shelter and provide food. I think with people not working, I think there are a lot of people who are very, very stressed out by just what that all entails and what a multi-month lockdown looks like to a service worker or to, like, someone who works, you know, in a place with a lot of people, or, you know, anything, any type of job that is furloughed right now. That's got to be...
Yeah.
Like,
and even the people who did not have the means to prepare.
Yeah.
Like, there's no extra money to go get extra rice or beans or toilet paper. Like, that's tough. And the position that the people are being put in financially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and then I think...
What's the third one?
I think the physical, like, taking care of your actual physical... body, like feeling good about yourself and not getting outside, not moving around, not possibly eating as well as you normally eat, spending a lot of time on the couch, spending a lot of time watching TV. I think all of that stuff, like, really wears on people, probably much more than it's given credit for.
Yeah.
So, and there's obviously more things that affect mental health, but I just remember, like, and one of my things where it was like, those are the things that you try and take care of as a, like, a human, you know, your health, it's not your wealth, but, like, your financial, your ability to provide, and then, like, social outlets, and all of that is being essentially locked down right now. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we were not meant to be inside for long periods of time. We need to be outside in the sunshine to regulate our pituitary gland to produce vitamin D. And think of, like, the more toxins we're exposed to from being inside, staring at screens more.
Oh,
all
yeah.
That stuff is just...
Screens are ridiculous right now.
Yeah. And actually, we have a little challenge for you guys at the end of this for both of these
Throw
aspects.
Throw away your cell phone. No.
No. Well, they could be tracking
you. No, because then they can't listen to us.
But yeah, I think that all those things are really being challenged and affected, and we have to find ways to counteract that right now as best that we can. But I also want to be careful, because I think a lot of people are feeling kind of like frozen in some aspects of, like, not having the desire, the energy to do much. If you're really in a place of anxiety and paralyzing fear, you're really going to have trouble, like, mm-hmm. being able to do
sleep.
Yeah. Any of that.
Yeah. The hopelessness, I think, that's arising out of this is really scary.
And I think the longer it goes on and the more information that's released, the hopelessness is rising in people. So there are some things you can do to help combat that. We think, but what have you been doing to help your mental health throughout this and your physical health throughout this?
Mm-hmm. So physical health, you know, that's a huge thing for me. Like, I used to go to the gym every morning at like 5 a.m. That was like how I started my day. And I am for sure noticing a difference in not doing that in terms of energy level, in terms of, like, happiness. It sounds really weird to say, and I wouldn't.
It's not weird to say.
But I would have never been like, oh, going to the gym, you know. But like, so, you know, we go out, we walk, you know, I take Audrey to the park, get outside every day. I walk around as much as I can. And then we've kind of put together like a little mini gym in Amanda's apartment. We got some adjustable dumbbells. I just put up a pull-up bar. You know, I do dips between shit. Just like simple things just to keep the body moving.
I bought a rebounder. Trampoline.
Oh, yeah. I bought a trampoline that I'm afraid to break. But like just...
It's more for Audrey, but yeah.
Anything like that. Getting sun. Like, you know, we are very, very lucky in that it's been sunny in Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. So we get that. And in terms of... I try and get as much socialization as I can. You know, some of my friends, we're all healthy and we'll do, you know, we'll meet up and we'll stay 6 feet apart. We'll do the whole mask thing. And yeah, just get that like, that social aspect. And with my work, there's a lot that's done on Zoom. So I get that. For me, it's been like trying to stay as close to my old routine as possible. So I'm mm-hmm. lucky with work. You know, all my clients are remote. They're all doing okay through this. So I have that work. And then reducing screen time, like you said, like when I come home for that first hour or two, you know, from my place, it's, you know, if I take Audrey out and stuff like that, I really try to like, I'm putting my screen away. And we're just going to go to the park. We're just going to enjoy this, like unplug for a little bit.
Not a park with structures. It's like
yeah, an outdoor. No, not like these fields and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And then I've really found that limiting news has been a huge thing for me because, you know, if you're on the kind of sites that predicted this being a big thing, you know, 3 months ago, then, I mean, you can only imagine what they're saying now. It's very, yeah. very doom and gloom. And it just... We were talking about this last night. It's like, you know, don't be ignorant. Don't have your head in the sand. But like, there's so many things like out of our control at this point that it's like, it does nothing to work yourself up. I mean, unless you're going out, like I'm going to protest, I'm going to fight back. Like that's one thing. But like, I mean, we're not doing that right now. You know, it's like, you know, I can't go to my favorite restaurant. I'm not going to make a stink about that. You know, I'm going to be frustrated. But, yeah, it's just kind of, I don't want to say like an ambivalence, but just an acceptance that things are going to be different. I hope in the short term, we'll see how things play out. If things change in the future, then that's a whole nother conversation. But right now, I'm just trying to focus on things I can control.
I think the key is to stay present. We cannot jump ahead to the future of what it's going to be, and we can't jump ahead to the past or jump back to the past from what it was. We have to stay present. And I'm saying this to myself as well, because it is easy to get caught up in fear and you know, watching what everybody's doing. And I do want to say that, you know, a lot of the natural health folks, some of them have responded from the beginning with like, oh, this is no big deal. I've kind of taken a middle ground approach from the beginning with my practice, with my clients, and with everybody that I've spoken to about taking care of your body and preparing in the sense of like how to boost your body's ability to, you know, whether it's a hospitable environment or not. But there was a colleague of mine who's really well known. She's really smart and she's really healthy and she got it. She's in another country and she's been on oxygen and struggling to breathe and really struggling. And I guess that was a wake up call for me of like, okay, this is somebody I actually know and I trust and believe and she's having a hard time. And so I do think the threat is real and we need to be careful. But at the same time, we need to do things that are also going to help our mental health and our ability to kind of move through this practically, right? So you have to find a balance with that. And that's really up to you as an individual to figure out where you fall with all that. But one thing that you can do, so Nick and I are just both going to offer a little challenge to do for the next 3 days when this podcast drops. So my challenge is going to be about how much you're consuming. So 3 days with no, and I say this, and this is tough because I get money and my business thrives off of people on social media. So this is how like serious I am about it. 3 days with no incoming content, no Instagram, no Facebook, no news, no YouTubes, no any of that. And just turn all that off and really just focus on your who you're with, focus on the present, and really just kind of turn that off and like just give yourself 3 days and see what happens. Because every time you read a new piece of information, your brain perceives that as a real threat, whether or not it's now or later, right? Like anticipating the future, you go into fight or flight, your adrenals start pumping out cortisol and adrenaline and epinephrine, all those things to try to respond to the crisis. And we need to kind of help our bodies get into a place of feeling safe and let them know that the threat isn't here right now. And part of that is by what you're putting into your brain. So taking 3 days to kind of step away from all that and then just see how it feels. If it feels like you can breathe easier, it feels like you can sleep better, if it feels like you're less in fear. And this includes people reading and watching conspiracy theories or like futuristic things of what they think is going under the scenes. All that also affects your mind, okay? It can really weigh it down. And so I think you should take a break from all that, at least for 3 days, and just see what happens. I mean, you can do anything for 3 days. So that's going to be my challenge, and I'm going to participate in it as well.
Yeah. Mine is 3 days of stocking up on what? Just kidding. no, this one, I thought about this yesterday, and it's kind of changed a little bit, and it's inspired by my brother, actually, who he's not the most healthy person, and he's off of work right now, and he's kind of taken this opportunity to try and get himself in shape. And so, I mean, it's very simple. He's walking 4 or 5 miles a day. It takes him a long time, but he's doing it and he's feeling better. And the biggest excuse for a lot of people, and this is not talking people who are physically disabled. I know there's those people out there, so this is not at them, but it's a time factor. And I don't think in our lifetimes we're ever going to have a period where we have more free time than now.
Totally.
There's so much free time. And if you're on lockdown in New York, again, like,
yeah,
it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
But if you're in any place, and there are a lot of them out there where people have, you know, the freedoms to go outside a little bit and go to a park, just try and incorporate something like that into your daily routine, whether it's a walk, whether it's a run, whether it's, you know, doing some stretching outside, like just something to kind of start building a routine. Because once that routine is going, then it helps you out. Like, which I've seen from like me not being able to go to the gym and like how I was in the past, like just that hour a day really helps out. And I think that can help a lot of people.
And listen, it does not have to be an hour. If you're like,
No.
Like you can do movement for like, you know, 10 minutes, yeah. 7 minutes, five
yeah, exactly.
minutes, and you can make it just be, and it's amazing how good it feels. Like it's hard to like force yourself to get up and do it right now. For some mm-hmm. people it's easier than others,
yeah.
but like once you do it, it's so relieving for your mm-hmm. body. It feels so good.
Yeah.
So, okay. So 3 days of what?
Of any type of like anything more than you're doing, you know, if you walk 3 miles, try and walk 5, just something to kind of be like, you know what, this is the time where I can devote a little bit more time to this. Like, why not?
Right.
No one's going to say like, I wish I did less during those 12 hours a day. I wish I watched more TV. Like it's, if you do a little exercise and take good, you're going to feel good about yourself. You're going to,
it does.
Yeah.
It does a lot. Okay, cool.
So should we like give away something or no?
What do you want to give away? Okay, so if you do this, why don't you post on social media?
Yeah, I mean,
after
with yours,
the challenge,
you can do like screen time. Like, you can actually like check it. Like, hey, send us your screen time.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. That might be weird. Just honor system. Honor system.
Yeah, but after the 3 days, don't send me anything during the 3 days. Just take screenshots, I guess, of the 3 days of your screen time.
And we'll send you a roll of toilet paper, a day's worth of MREs,
and a bottle of liposomal vitamin C.
There we go. I'm not kidding. That'd be funny.
So let's finish this pod out with some recommendations of games and movies
right.
that we've been watching. And
movies
doing.
And TV. We literally just told them not to do screen time, but we're going to give them some movies and TVs.
I think that
a movie
is different than being on social media and reading the news and scrolling. I think that's different if you're watching it with your loved one.
Exercise when you're watching the movie.
You can have a balance in your day. They don't have to exercise all day long.
No, I know.
Anyway, let's start with games. So we have gotten into Catan more than we were before because we're playing it on Zoom with my family. And that's been cool because we set it up like Nick actually saw this on Reddit.
Reddit. Everyone go on Reddit. Waste more time.
We set up, I have a Zoom business account, so we use that. But we set up my phone on a tripod over the board to call into Zoom with that phone. And then we turned the volume down so there was no like ringing. And then we used my laptop, and then my brother used his laptop. And they mimicked our board, and we like mimicked each other's moves. It worked out pretty good. It took a little bit longer than the like regular game, Nick, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because like it's hard. They have to like mirror our board and everything like that. So that's been tough.
So we did that one, and then we also got Pandemic.
Well, what about our favorite game real quick?
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. It's not my favorite game anymore, but we got Pandemic, which is actually a game about like stopping a worldwide pandemic. So. Yeah.
And that one's fun because it's, like, communal. It's, like, everyone works together and you try
it's like
and
a team game.
Literally stop an outbreak.
Yeah, it's not, like, competitive. So that's always nice every once in a while to have a game like that.
Yeah.
And then we also have a game called Sequence.
I'm, like, 15-0 at this point since my winning streak began. It's incredible.
I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, I guess you said I was lucky earlier in the podcast.
The thing that is weird is that when we first started playing it, I won like 6 times in a row.
You definitely didn't win 6 times
in a row. I did too.
6 times in a row. No way. I would have stopped playing if you won 6 times in a row. We were like 50-50, maybe 60-40 you. But then I learned how to play because I'd never played before. And it's just, it's...
I had never played before either.
I actually like don't even want to play anymore because you get... She's a... What do you call yourself? What was that word? Sassy, pissy pants.
I called you a pissy pants.
Yeah, that's the episode of this podcast, pissy pants. No.
I called him a pissy pants when he lost a game. He got pissy. And then I said, all right, pissy pants. And so then he's turning around on me.
Yeah. I mean, she's just like, this game's stupid. I don't want to play.
I didn't say that. I just said, what's the point of
that way?
I didn't act that way. I said, what's the point of playing this anymore if I'm like, what's the point of you always winning?
Yeah, it's that quarantine attitude right there.
Anyway, Sequence is fun if you play with someone who's not like dominating it every single game. But it also, you can play with teams. So it's also another game that you could play with one person having the board, like both parties having the board over Zoom. The other game we played with our friends, Derek and Heather, shout out to them, was Pencil Nose, which we actually just got our kit in the mail because it used to just be they had the tools. You basically, it's like Pictionary with like drawing with your nose with a pen on a like clear board. And then the other couple has to guess. But now we can do it back because we got the kit. So it has been cool to be like feeling like we can have relationships with these people that we don't usually get to see. Like everybody's on the same page right now with their relationships, whether they live in the same town or across the country. And that's been kind of cool. So, oh my goodness. I just got an Amazon notification that Audrey's Barbie's coming today. She's going to be so happy.
Oh yeah. She didn't think she was getting it today.
No, until like next Friday. That's so funny.
Apparently that's considered essential, but my bow and arrow is not, my crossbow is not. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's promoting peaceful play, I guess. They're worried about what you're going to do with that bow and arrow.
I'm going to use it on the Barbie. I'm going to take the Barbie up to the mountain.
It's not really a Barbie. It's a pet. It's a veterinarian's
little
pet
shop. It's a Bratz doll.
Anyway, I would never let her play with one of those. Anyway, so that's been another game we've played, and those have all been fun. We also love Skip-Bo. What other games have we gotten into? Someone said something about exploding kittens or... So have you heard of that?
I think that's one of those card games, like Citizens Against Humanity. So I don't like those games.
I think it's for kids.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be like Citizens Against Humanity or Cards Against Humanity. I don't know. So those are all fun. It's fun to find games. It's fun to find games to play with friends. And there's also an app called House Party.
Ugh.
You don't like that?
No.
Why?
It's just, it's like, remember Draw Something from like 30 years ago?
That no.
Like, Yeah. It just reminds me of that, the Pictionary game.
Well,
the
trivia is
so easy, or it makes you feel really old with the, remember the lingo one?
I like the trivia.
You know what a game I liked? The one where we bonked our heads. What was that one?
That wasn't a game. That was an Instagram filter.
Yeah, that one was fun.
Who's more?
Yeah.
That's not really a game, and that encourages them to be on social media.
Oh, yeah, true. What do you think a house party is?
I guess you're right. But it's not the same as
social not media. Not my cup of tea. Amanda likes it.
Nobody can post articles or, like, information about what's true. Happening in the world on yeah. house party. Anyway, that's something you guys can look into. So the movies that we've also watched that...
Well, I didn't talk about... I've been gaming. I game for, like, 3 days on the computer.
He does it when I'm asleep.
I realized how much of a waste of time that was. I was, like, not doing my work to game. Instantly installed it. Uninstalled it. No self-control. So, yep, that's it. That's the only one that, like, I've been doing by myself, so...
Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Tidbit. Shout out Brian, shout out Will, the only two people that would play it.
Yeah, and then we've watched some movies. V for Vendetta.
Mm-hmm. Very Contagion.
Contagion.
What about Bob last
what
night?
What about Bob?
That was uplifting.
Yep. What else have we watched?
Although these are all like morbid movies. Like even What About Bob? It's like he ends up in a mental hospital.
I guess it's funny
drooling
though.
Drooling on himself.
I know, but it's funny because Bob was like ahead of his time for being concerned about social distancing.
Yeah. We watched Collateral with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise. Awesome movie.
We did not watch that during the quarantine.
Yeah, we did.
No way. That was like forever
I'll look up when
ago.
I downloaded it.
That was forever ago. Yeah, so those...
I feel like we watched more.
Honestly, I haven't had much time to watch anything.
I know, it's weird, huh? Like, to say that, but
I
it's
feel
like the
I
same.
Have less time to watch stuff than I did before because Audrey... I'm with her like all day long. And then when she goes to bed, I just want some peace and quiet for a few minutes. Cause it's like, I've been staying up later than I usually do because it's so nice to have like nobody asking me for anything. So I've definitely been taking advantage of that time and I don't really want to watch.
It's been tough on us. I feel like a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. We haven't had a ton of like us time. It's really just every other weekend. Cause I go to bed early.
Right.
You know, I go home, go to bed early and then I'll come in the morning, you know, to see you guys, but then I'm out for work.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're adapting. This weekend was
nice. It's definitely tricky, but adapting as well. And there's people who have their children all the time. I mean, Audrey goes to her dad's every other weekend, so that's kind of like when we get a little break. And I love having her. It's been really a sweet time to, like, just really focus on her without having to worry about a ton of stuff. But it is difficult because I still have to run a business. I'm still trying to run a business. And
you're like teaching her things. Like you bought all those like educational things.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to use the time wisely with her. But it's tricky because I'm also trying to work. And everybody's kind of in the same boat with that as me now. Like people who are still trying to work their regular jobs remotely and be a parent. It's tricky. So definitely an interesting time in history, but there's positive things happening. Like for instance, pollution is reducing.
Yeah. Those LA photos.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
They look great. And you can see LA and there's no cloud of smog
it's
around
beautiful.
It.
That's like
traffic
where I want
to
live.
Traffic has been so like now driving. I have to drive 3 hours to drop Audrey off there and back. And every other weekend it's been a breeze. Like usually it's like, oh my goodness. And it's just been so nice. So that has all been positive and definitely people finding creative ways to connect with each other and slowing down really and like getting off of our to-do list of like all the things we're striving for, you know, I think is helpful. But then again, it's created more fear and panic for a lot of people as well and financial struggle. So there's a balance to everything and some people are lucky enough they can use this as a blessing time and other people are really in the trenches with this. So we just want you guys to know you're not alone. If you're struggling with your mental health right now, worse than you were before, or even if you weren't struggling before, but you are now, we want you to know that you're not alone. And it's always helpful to be in community with people. So especially for people like I've been thinking a lot about people who are new into the recovery game. And I don't really understand this world, but I can imagine that being new into the recovery game and this happens at that point, you know, even people who were going to programs like, you know, what you went to a couple years ago
done.
Yeah, it's like they can't do that. Or people who...
I mean, it's all community-based.
Right. So that's got to be tough because now they're even separated even more. And then they've got nothing but time on their hands.
It's the worst, yeah. Idle time and feeling bad about yourself.
So what would you say to them to help them? Because, like, what would you say to encourage them? Because there's got to be people like that struggling.
Yeah. I don't really have that great of advice on that because it's such a personal, difficult thing. Reach out when you can to people. And also know, like, this current situation is temporary, you know? Like, there's going to be long-term effects, but in terms of being locked in your house, like, that can't go on there'll be chaos. So I think, you know, having that end in sight will help the feelings of hopelessness. But I don't know. I mean, the community aspect for me was so important in recovery. You know, feeling like I had purpose was so important for me in recovery. You, my family, like having all of those pieces. I couldn't imagine trying to get sober at this point. Like, it would be very, very difficult. It's doable, obviously, but, like, super difficult. And
right. So, you know, if you need people to chat with or you need accountability, you can reach out. And it's helpful to have people who are your same age, I think. Mm-hmm. Or, like, people, you know, it's difficult when, like, your AA, I don't know much about AA, but, like, your sponsor is, like, a 70-year-old man.
Yeah. That's why it didn't work for me.
And you're a 30-year-old dude. Yeah. It's not going to work. So I think that, Nick, you're a huge asset to guys, men in particular. We got a lot of great responses from men who were listening to the podcast and saying that they resonated with what Nick was saying and the feelings of you have to perform, you have to keep it under the rug, not ability to, like, what's wrong with your life, why are you upset, you know, all that stuff. And so I think, Nick, you're a great resource for people, even if you don't feel like you know everything. You don't need to know everything to be there for someone and be able to hold them accountable. So you're not alone.
You're not alone. Yeah. If you hit us up, we got a lot of time.
Yeah.
We'll play.
Well, he has more than I do.
I do. I'm working a lot. But
all right, we both have things.
But no, we'll play. I'll play someone in sequence via Zoom. I need a worthy opponent, I think. So,
excuse me.
Yeah. So if you want to talk, you know, talk it up.
And it's all about the luck of the cards with that game. It's
I'm shuffling.
Yeah. Oh, that's why.
You shuffle next time.
Uh-huh.
Amanda doesn't know how to shuffle. So.
It's not one of my strengths. I can make a mean whipped coffee, though. All right, guys.
Yeah, I think we're getting up there.
Thanks for tuning. Minutes. Okay, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Stay safe.
Stay safe and stay sober.
Yeah, stay sober. And keep hope. Keep hope. Yeah,
definitely. Stay positive. And remember, you can only control this moment that you have, right? You can only be in the present. And we really encourage you guys to do our 3-day challenge and tag us in your posts, hashtag half and half challenge. And,
yeah, we'd love subscriptions too. Like, subscribe.
Yes, if you want to subscribe, and then if you could leave a rating, that would be awesome.
There's like 15 half and halves, like spelled all differently, and we'd love to be towards the top.
We would.
You'll know ours.
We think ours has more important topics than some of the ones.
It's the one where I'm on the left, she's on the right, and it's like blue, purple, and another color.
Pink,
and we look like cartoons.
Yeah. So, let's read our review of the week. I posted it on Instagram, but our review of the week comes from Etta Marie. Her name's Heather. And she says, she's a friend of mine, and she said, this is the perfect balance. So great. Such a perfect balance of fun and information. This one will now be in my permanent rotation. Love it. So thank you for that review. And if you review, we will send you something and we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
You get an MRE.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.